remain standing. Take your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. We're going to read verses 4 through 14 together. Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 through 14. We'll read this passage responsively. We'll pray. You'll be seated. We'll have a special, and then I'll come back and preach. And I will get you out on time today. I'm not promising early, but I'll get you out on time. Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 through 14. And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." And let's read verse 14 together. Ready? "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." And let's pray. Father, we sure do need you. Our world's a mess. Lord, we are in need of doing things right. We're in need of a little bit of stability. And I pray that our church would be a stabilizing point in our society, in our area. Give us wisdom as we preach. Help us to listen wisely. Help us to pay attention so that we could better help one another, please. In Jesus' name, amen. And you may be seated. Keep your Bibles ready, but we're going to use them today. But hang on tight, belt in. It's going to get a little wild. I've lost count of how many times in recent weeks and months I've heard statements like this. "Preacher, what's going on in this world? Preacher, what's this world coming to?" I promise you, I've heard that 150 times in the last few months. I promise you. I've heard it time and time and time and time again. Church members, fellow preachers, church folks from around the country, people out in public, I hear it over and over and over, and you hear it on the news. What's this world coming to? What's going on in the world? We've seen two major hurricanes hit the United States this summer, and two smaller ones. We've seen the Las Vegas shooting. We've seen riots in the streets. We've had people protesting in the streets for equal rights for people that aren't even American citizens. And we have governments that are voting to give non-U.S. citizens voting rights in the state of Virginia and Maryland. Our government is a mess. Our press is propagandizing like the dictatorial leaders of the past, like Hitler and Castro. Our educators have taught socialism in our public school system for so many decades that the young generation thinks that socialism is good and capitalism in the American way is a bad thing. We have NFL players who are making tens of millions of dollars off of the backs of the people of America who won't even stand to their feet, and they're protesting the national anthem. By the way, it was started by a stinking disloyal punk that should be kicked out. You don't like it? Leave it. Everybody doing all right? I'll give you my opinion later. Amen. We have seen people, we have seen Christian, quote unquote, I'll use that term loosely at the moment, Christian people trying to predict the end of the world. The rapture has been predicted by religious people, and you got quote unquote Christians that are getting involved in all this
I don't know, this is probably not the right word, but I call it spooky Christianity.
We have Christians looking to the stars to predict what's going on. Can I tell you something? That's astrology.
Yes.
We have people that thought that the world was coming to an end because of an eclipse. We had Christians saying that the Lord was coming back because of the eclipse. Now, let me give you a little science lesson. Do you know that there is a total solar eclipse every year? It only hits the United States about once every 30 to 40 years. But somewhere, every year on the globe, there is a total eclipse. It happens. Yet we suck it down as though, oh, this thing hasn't happened in 40 years. Hasn't happened in America in 40 years. But it has happened. Everybody doing all right? Man, I'm having fun. Hang on. We have a world in turmoil. Iran, Iraq, Syria, Jordan, North Korea. I could go on. We have people that, and if you're one of these, just smile and take it. We have what I call conspiracy theorists that believe 30 to 100 people run everything in the world, and all the world's events are wrapped around 30 to 100 people. Well, I hate to tell you something. Our world's a little smarter than that. Not much, but a little bit. Well, JFK, it was a conspiracy. Folks, that happened 54 years ago, and they're still on. You're never going to hear the whole truth because of national security issues. But it's been proven, one gunman, period, end of discussion. All right? The ballistics have proven it. You have people that believe in the Illuminati. Oh, I grew up in the 70s and 80s where people thought that the Illuminati were running the world and they're going to take over the world and all these other things. Can I tell you something? I knew a pastor. I know him. He had people that were up on the roof of the church during every service with guns. And it was to keep the Illuminati away during the church service. Well, they did a pretty good job because they never showed up. You have people believing that every president is involved in the 33 degree Masons and part of the Antichrist movement and everything else. You have people that are involved in all these theories. And by the way, the government is not studying your every move. I did a little math this week. They're not reading your texts. They're not reading your emails. They're not listening to your phone calls. They may have the ability to record all those things. That is true. But do you realize for them to spend 1 minute a day, listen to this, every minute of every 24-hour period of time, they would have to research 225,700 people every 60 seconds? They don't have time, nor the wherewithal, to look. They're not reading your texts. Now, if you start saying things like, I'm going to go shoot the president, or you have something against national, there's flag words that will flag that to say, we got a problem here, Houston. I understand that. But it's not possible for them to monitor and them know. You think you're that important that they need to read your texts and your emails? You really think you're that important? They don't even read Hillary's. Why would they read ours? Sorry, I had to say that. Now, let me say right here, I am not God. Aren't you glad? And I have no way to tell you exactly when the Lord is coming back. By the way, no other human does either. Matter of fact, my Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, we didn't read the verse, but later in that chapter, verse 36, let's see here. It is verse 36. I was, one page off. It says, but the of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Can I tell you something? If the angels of heaven don't know when it is, you don't have a snowball's chance in Hades to know when it is. Now, I'm going to make a statement here that will help you. People have been looking for Jesus to return since Acts chapter 1.
Yes, that's right.
40 days after he resurrected from the dead and went back to heaven, the disciples were standing there waiting, and the angel came and said, hey, why stand you here gazing, looking to the heavens? This same Jesus shall so come in like manner. Get out there and get busy. Go do something. Now, the last part was mine. All right. Now, I kind of understand why the disciples were doing that. Because 40 days earlier, when he resurrected from the dead, he went to heaven and came back within a very, very short period of time. Resurrection day, he saw Mary on the road to Emmaus and said, don't touch me, I've not yet ascended to the Father. Go tell the disciples and I'll meet them. And he went to heaven and came back and he met with the disciples. So they were just kind of waiting around thinking he's going to come back today. This is going to be good. And the angel said, get off your duff and go out there and do what he told you to do. He's not coming back today, but he is coming back. Go get busy. Now, listen to me very carefully. People have been looking for Jesus' return for 2,000 years. I do not waste my time thinking about when the Lord may come back. Listen to this statement. Every day that passes, we're one day closer.
Right.
Say, are we in the end days?
I know this. We're closer to the end days than we were 100 years ago.
Right.
I know we're closer to the end days than we were 2,000 years ago. And every day that I live gets me one day closer to those end days. Everybody got that? Say, well, when is it, preacher?
When God says come, if the angels in heaven don't know, you don't either. I had to laugh a couple weeks ago. This idiot predicted the end of the world, and it wouldn't be the end of the world anyway, because it's at least 1,007 years beyond that. But Christians were saying, well, this means that's when the rapture is taking place. And they went to Revelation chapter 12 and talked about the stars and how that the stars were going to be in the perfect alignment that matches what Revelation 12 said. And I told my wife, I said, God's not going to come back, just prove this idiot wrong. So it was supposed to happen 4 o'clock that Saturday. At 4:15, I texted my secretary and said, are you still here or did you miss the rapture too? It worried me when she delayed her answer for a little while. But I expected it from her. Now, wait a minute. I looked at my wife and said, it's 4:15, we missed the rapture, huh? She said, well, I didn't hear it. And I said, I didn't either. Can I tell you something? The funny part was, 2 days before that came, the guy started backtracking. Said, well, maybe my predictions might not be right, but it's going to happen sometime in this. Yeah, right. Now, God tells us, God told us in the Word of God, that evil would cause the world to get worse and worse. Proof that evolution is wrong. Everybody listen to me. Evolution says everything gets better and better. It gets worse and worse.
That's right.
There's a law of physics that says everything's in a state of deterioration. From the moment you're born and they cut the umbilical cord till you suck your last breath, you're in a process of death, not a process of life. The moment you're hatched is probably the strongest moment of your life, because from there, sin takes a hold. Everybody doing all right? I'm having fun. Hang on. Can I tell you something? It has been worse on the face of the earth, evil-wise, than it is now. My Bible says in Luke chapter 17, let me read it to you, you need not turn there, verse 26, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat and drank. They married wives. They were given in marriage unto the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat and they drank and they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
My Bible says it's been worse twice in history than it is right now. God said it'll have to be as it was in the days of Noah and as in the days of Lot. I know we're getting pretty close to the days of Lot because of the sodomy and the homosexuals in America today. And in our world. Everybody doing all right? But we're not quite to where it was. We think because in our lifetime, this is as bad as we've ever seen it, that it's going to be, this is as bad as it gets. Go back to the adults and the grandparents of World War II and find out how bad they thought the world was when World War II was going on. Then go back to their parents and generation. Go back to the World War I about how bad it was. Then go back to the Civil War. Find out how they thought the world was going to end because of the Civil War. I could go on and on. Man has been thinking it's worse because they're here. God tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, I'll not take time to read it to you right now, that the Bible says that in those last days, perilous times shall come, and things shall wax worse and worse. Matter of fact, it says that they're going to be ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Sound like America today? Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is our day for sure. Education has replaced God, and we're more ignorant than we ever were.
Yes.
You know my feeling. I believe in education. I've been responsible for educating an awful lot of people in my life. I think I understand a little bit more about biblical education than the average person. But may I say this, when a president of the United States has to get up and say, we've got to tighten down in our public school system, and we have to have no child left behind, they have to be able to read by third grade, something is wrong. I had kindergartners that could reach. I literally picked books off my shelf, took it to kindergarten graduation, and my kindergartners were reading.
Yes.
We shouldn't have to wait till a child's in third grade before they know how to read. See, why did God write the Bible at a fifth grade level? Because he knew how ignorant we are. And I'm not making excuses. I'm not mad. But may I say this? Why is the answer to everything education? The educational system in America is deplorable. You look on the... I don't listen to a lot of news, but I looked at Fox News Online this morning. One of the major headlines is 31-year-old female teacher had a physical relationship with a 15-year-old student. That's really what we want in America today, isn't it? Go to the average public university, college university in America, and it's nothing but a hellhole, drunken brawl, and sensual just wickedness. Monday classes are just about extinct because everybody's hungover from the weekend. And most of them aren't old enough by law to be drinking. What sense does that make? Now, I do not have a crystal ball. I don't have special insight to the future. But folks, I got the Word of God.
Amen.
I have the Bible. By the way, as God wrote it, not man. I can't tell you to stop and can't tell you step by step how everything's going to happen because God did not tell us in the Bible step by step how it was going to happen. He said, no man knows the hour, no man knows the day. If no man knows the hour, no man knows the day, you don't know the year either.
That's right.
That's true.
I can tell you it's not bad enough yet for the rapture because we're still here.
That's right.
The moment it does get bad enough, we're out of here.
That's
My wife's going to get a sign for our house that says, in case of rapture, take care of our dog. dogs have no spirit. They're not going anywhere. And we know where cats are going. They're in the eternal lake of fire. If you love your cats, yours can go wherever you want it, but I don't have a cat, and I know where I want them all to go. Now, I would like to be a voice of calm and reason in a world of confusion and panic. And let me help you today. I have about 20 minutes, and I will be brief but very thorough. Number one, don't waste time wondering when the rapture will take place. Get busy doing the work that he asked you to do and forget about when he's coming.
That's right.
Now, I say that, I think we ought to be looking forward to the rapture.
Yes, sir.
I am looking forward to the rapture.
I'd rather take the upper taker than the undertaker any day, Brother Larry.
I've met enough undertakers, I don't want to meet them. You know, just the thought of some man dressing me and combing my hair just doesn't do something for me. So my eyelids shut and all that. It just, I know I'm not going to be there, but just the thought of that just gives me the willies. Amen. Can I tell you something? I'd rather go by the upper taker, but if God takes me through death, guess what? You can do whatever you want to this old carcass. I won't be in it. Nah, 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 nah. I'll be playing tag with the angels by the time I hit the floor. Amen.
Yeah.
We waste too much time investigating the Bible to figure out the signs of the times. I grew up in the 70s and the 80s. I went through the era of the Jack Van Impeys that were predicting the end of the world and the rapture. You say, preacher, I don't think you ought to use names. I did. I heard Brother Hiles the last year he was alive. He made the statement. He was at a national conference, and he said, I quit predicting the end time stuff. He said, when I predicted that Harry Kissinger was the Antichrist and it didn't come to pass, he said, I got 100 sermons on the end time stuff that I'll sell you real cheap because none of it ever worked. He said, I sure scared a lot of people into heaven over those, but that's all they were good for because none of it ever came true. Can I tell you something? It didn't. Well, I heard people for 8 years, Barack Obama's the Antichrist. The Bible says it's going to be a black man from the West. That's exactly what I heard people say. I heard Baptist preachers preaching this mess. They said, Barack Obama's not smart enough to be the Antichrist. Don't worry about it. Now, I called him and Hillary the beast and the false prophet, and I'll let you know who Hillary was, and it wasn't the false prophet. The Bible says we ought to be like the... There's a passage, there's a parable about 10 virgins. Five were wise, five were foolish, five had their lamps trimmed and the oil was in the lamps. Five didn't have any oil in their lamps, so when the bridegroom came, the five that were ready took off. And the other five says, we don't have oil, give us of your oil. They said, uh-uh, we prepared for this, we're ready for this. You snooze, you lose, see you later. We ought to be prepared for the Lord to come back, but may I say this, we ought to be working every day, not worried when it is. Just be ready every day. We need to live each day as though it could happen for today, but we need to plan for it not to happen in our lifetime.
Right.
Quit trying to predict by any method. And by the way, you trying to predict when it is... I'm going to say this when nobody's looking at me. You can't see me. trying to predict it is the ultimate in pride because you're saying you know more than God. I know as much as God. I know when it's coming. That's a dangerous statement. Take the time speculating and studying when it might be and go out and knock on doors and tell lost people how to avoid hell and go to heaven when they die and see how much better heaven will be for you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
The more predictions that are made public, the lost world hears that are wrong, the less credibility we have as Christians on the face of the earth, just so you know. Can I tell you something? We don't know when it is.
That's right.
So for us to predict when it is, we just need to predict it's happening sometime. And until it does, we're going to keep doing the work of God. Amen?
Amen.
just a couple weeks ago when this lame brain hit national news that, oh, the end of the world is here, and it didn't happen. Listen to how many non-Christian people started, "Yeah, you Christians, you're not real smart." I jumped right in with them and said, well, those guys are idiots. Just because they call themselves Christians doesn't mean they're right either. I've heard hundreds of people make a statement like this. How could a loving God not prevent Las Vegas shooting? Because a loving God wasn't allowed to have his way. Sinful man had his way, and look what happened. The Bible says no man knows, no angels know, only God the Father knows. Guess what? You're not going to be real good at predicting the signs. There were people back in the 1940s and 50s that were saying, well, everything's been completed. We read in Matthew 24 that then shall they deliver you up and be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Oh, that's in reference to the Jews and Hitler and how God gathered them together and Hitler killed all those Jews. Can I tell you something? The Bible was written more than just to the Jew.
Yes, sir.
It was written to all people. Guess what? That was in 1948. This is 2017. That was 69 years ago. Their prediction sure came true, didn't it? Everybody doing all right? Only God knows when. Let's do our best to live as God wants us to live here and prepare for eternity by helping everybody we can help. So don't waste time thinking about when. Let's keep busy doing what God wants us to do. Number two, things will get worse and worse, but we should not fear. Take your Bible, turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I want to read this to you because it's just so rich and important for you that I believe it's necessary. And I'm going to read very quickly the first 11 verses. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Follow with me. I'm going to jump in very quickly here. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Guess what? You don't know when the thief in the night's coming.
That's right.
I took my wife out this week with my pistol, the Judge. It's a 410 pistol. Shoots a 410 shotgun shell or a 45 long Colt. That's what I have for home protection. My wife hadn't shot it, and I wanted her familiar with it. I said, honey, with a 410 shotgun shell in there, it'll actually fill up the entire hallway with shot. Is all you got to do is point and pull the trigger. Trust me. But I want you to know what it feels like. Is all I can tell you is don't enter my house unannounced if she's home alone, all right? She blew a fence post to smithereens. Let me tell you, she will hit what she's pointed at. As a thief in the night. You don't know when the thief is coming, but you better be prepared. Verse 3. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But verse 4. But ye brethren are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. You are the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor the darkness, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet and hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, watch this, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do. Now look at me. We ought to be comforted that the rapture is going to take place.
Amen.
And it's going to get worse and worse. I hate to disappoint you. We're not through the worst of the days yet. We're going to have more bad days. We're going to have more people killed. There's going to be more wars. There's going to be more evil. There's going to be more protesting, more riots. But may I say this, we're to be the light of truth in a world of darkness and wickedness. Just because the world gets worse and worse doesn't mean we quit
predicting, living, and telling, and preaching the truth. The closer to God we live, the less like the world we're going to be. Listen to this statement. We ought to be less like the world in how we think. Let me ask you a question. What do you fill your mind with, worldly thinking or godly thinking? Worldly thinking or godly thinking? How about worldly dress or godly dress? We ought to be different. We are the light of the world. We're not supposed to look like the world or act like the world. We're not supposed to think like the world. We're not supposed to have the attitude of the world. We're not supposed to have the negativity and the critical nature of the world. We're not supposed to have the worldly talk or the worldly entertainment. Everybody doing all right? Somebody say amen. In many cases, the church is more worldly than the world was 50 years ago. Brother Stoltz, I've used this before, but you come up here. You play this part so well. Come on over here. You're going to represent the world. Now, the world and the church 100 years ago were this far apart. And as the world started getting worse and 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 worse. Now, wait a minute. The church and the world are about as far apart as they were 100 years ago. But now the church is more worldly than the world was 50 years ago. Back here, Brother Stoltz. Here's what's supposed to happen. As the world got worse and worse, keep going, keep going. Go a little faster, world. I got to hurry up. Stop. This is where it's supposed to be. Oh, you're just so old-fashioned. Thank you very much. We're doing what God said. I'm not supposed to be the same distance from the world. I'm supposed to have the same position that they did all the way back when Jesus was here. Thank you, Brother Stoltz. Let me show you what I mean. When the bugs from England landed in America in the 1960s called the Beatles have calmer music than the average church does, Baptist church in America today.
Right. Yes, sir.
Beatles could pass better than most Southern gospel groups. Back in the 1960s, parents and adults were appalled at the music and how they dressed and wore their hair. Everybody doing all right? Now, you have people that get up and the sensualness of the average praise and worship service. Let's all just jump up and down and jiggle around like Elvis. And you don't even need your blue suede shoes. My grandparents used to have what they called Sunday go-to-meeting clothes. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Used to have one suit or one clean shirt. They wore the best of what they had, and it was called Sunday go-to-meeting clothes. They may not have had a suit. They may have only had a good pair of jeans and a good shirt, but it was the best one they had, and they didn't think about going to church in something dirty.
Right.
We've gone from Sunday go-to-meeting clothes to, oh, just come as you are. Come in your pajamas. Come in. We'll accept you as you are. Just come in anything you want to come in. And you got the little preacherette sitting on his little stool in his little turtleneck with his Garth Brooks microphone having a little talk with Jesus. Lord have mercy. I'd love to see Billy Sunday cut loose on one of those little twits.
Yes, sir. Amen.
The Bible and the man of God has been replaced by giant screens and follow the bouncing ball. Folks, we're not going to have giant screens in our auditorium. Number one, you don't need to see my face any bigger than it already is.
Amen.
Number two, I believe in just doing it God's way.
Amen.
I'm not telling you there's anything sinful about those things, but I've seen where those things lead churches, and the direction they go because of that scares me an awful lot.
Yes, sir.
Preaching.
Amen.
Preaching has been replaced by psychology.
I'm going to make a statement here. You won't get more Bible psychology than the man of God.
Yes,
I rebel at this thought that preachers are sending their church members to Christian psychologists because they need professional help. If you've got to send somebody to a Christian psychologist, go out and get an honest job and don't call yourself a man of God.
Right. Amen. Right.
Sorry.
That's right.
God made our bodies. God made our minds. God gave the man of God a word of God to help people with cleansing by the renewing of your mind. Trouble is they don't know the word of God well enough, so they pass it off to somebody else to say, well, you need professional help. Well, why don't you become a professional man of God?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Man's evil will continue to get worse unless we see more people get saved. Best thing you can do is go out and get everybody saved, get them in church, teach them the word of God. We'll change our country back, get America back to God. America needs revival.
Amen.
Number three, and I have 8 minutes. Don't believe the news media or listen to too much of it. Let me protect you for a moment. Whatever the news media says, believe the opposite. If you believe the sewer system of ABC, NBC, CBS, and CNN, and even some Fox, our news media is programming an agenda. It's called a global socialist view. And just so you know, Fox is better than the others, but it's just as bad. Hate to disappoint you. I could take you to situation after situation after situation and show you. This thing with the clerk in the state of Kentucky, she stood up by herself to not sign the marriage certificates of the sodomites. Did you know that every clerk in the state of Kentucky did that? But Fox only picked out one to show you? Everybody doing okay? Our news media is programming an agenda. They almost only report negative and critical. If I put 10 drops of poison in that glass, how many of you are going to come up and drink it? Well, it takes 11 drops of poison to kill you. We're only going to put 10 in. It won't kill you. You wouldn't suck the poison down, would you? At least I wouldn't. Why do we sit there and watch people that are trying to poison our minds?
Yes.
I was telling someone recently, some older folks, they're scared to death. The news media is reporting that President Trump wants to get rid of Medicare, and he's going to cut Medicare by hundreds of millions of dollars, and it's going to hurt all the old people. No, cutting Medicare is going to get the people off of Medicare that Obama put on under Obamacare. They don't need Medicare.
Right. Read your
they signed up tens of millions of people onto Medicare that are in their 20s and 30s.
That's
what they're trying to cut, not the old folks. But the news media is not going to tell you that. Everybody doing all right?
Yes, sir.
The media is not reporting truth. They're making up their own truth, i.e., our president said it well, fake news.
Yeah.
I've done battle with the news media. I've been involved in some of their slanderous attacks. Oh, trust me.
I can take you back 20 years ago. When Brother Hiles was being attacked by the Chicago Times and the Hammond Times. Yes, it's Chicago Tribune, that's it. Here's what it was. Baptist Church molests children at church. They bring people from all over Chicago, these children in, and herd them into a room, make them take all their clothes off, and put them into a tank to do religious practices called baptism. And it's nothing but child molestation.
That's what the headlines were. Just so you know. Well, that's real true reporting of news, isn't it? The media is telling evil people
how to be evil in creating more evil destruction.
The worst thing we can do is have live coverage of the Las Vegas shooting. Can I tell you why? Because there's enough nutcases out there that are watching this saying, bet you I could do that and get popular and get famous too. We are programming people to go out and do this by showing it 24/7.
Everybody doing all right? Okay, hang on. I have 3.5 minutes. Hollywood, the NFL, and all the rest of that gang are all part of the evil plan to destroy Christianity and decency in America. The movies of today are filled with Satanism. Let me say that again. The movies and entertainment of today are filled with demonic Satanism.
Fox News or Fox regular channel, I read this week, and I've seen it in the past. I've not watched the show, but they literally have a show, Brother Mike, called Lucifer. Primetime show called Lucifer. Anybody want to take a guess who that is?
Regular TV is filled with demonism, Satanism, evil. Even, what do they call them, superheroes are evil people. I'm sorry to say this, but most of your superheroes are super idiots and super powered by Satan. They're not forces of good. Cartoons are satanistic. Couldn't even watch a cartoon today. Whatever happened to Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, amen? Whatever happened to Tom and Jerry? Whatever happened to Elmer Fudd? Baby Huey, amen? Yeah, buddy. Real cartoons. I know. I'm dating myself, and some of you say, well, I didn't even... That's fine. But may I say this, look at the average cartoon today, and it's more worldly, vile, and wicked than the worst of Poltergeist was back in the 1970s. You're out at Halloween time. The filth, the murder, the mutilation of bodies by evil and all these superpowers is just unbelievable. By the way, most of it is satanic. Preacher, what's going on in the world? Where's our world headed? It's headed for worse and worse. But my Bible says we're to be the children of light, not the children of darkness. Young people, listen to me. That's why your preacher stands up here and preaches, don't be like the world. Well, I just want to go out and try it. I've seen where it ends. You don't want what they have. Well, what's so wrong with it? Look where they're at. You'll be there very shortly. We all want this mess to be over with and the rapture to take place. I don't know about you. I'm ready. Trumpet sounds right now. I'm jumping. Just for practice, amen? Can I tell you what? But until then, I'm not going to be spending hours and hours and hours of study trying to figure out what the signs of the times are. I'd rather spend hours and hours and hours knocking on doors, telling people how to stay out of hell so they can go to heaven when they die or when the rapture takes place. Do I want it to happen? Yes. Do I ask God for it to happen? Yes. But may I say this, I don't know if it's going to happen in my lifetime or not, so I'm going to stay busy doing what I'm supposed to do and not worry about when it's going to take place. Let's not get caught up in trying to predict. Let's get caught up in obeying, getting people ready to go. Less than 1 year before Dr. Jack Hiles died.
Oops.
Less than a year before Brother Hiles died, sitting in a Saturday night staff meeting, there's about 12, 13 of us in the room, he said, fellas, I'm going to say something I've never said before. He said, I don't believe I'll be here long enough to see the rapture. He said, I believe I could be, but I don't believe I will be. He said, but I think every other man in this room, except maybe one who's an older man at the time, he said, I think you all will live to see the rapture. That was a scary statement. But it was an exciting statement. I don't know if he was right or not. He wasn't God. We know he was right. He didn't live long enough to see it. He knew that. But by the way,
I believe all of us are going to be able to see it, whether we're here or whether we've died and gone to heaven. Because if you died and gone to heaven, you're coming back to meet everybody. Amen.
Right.
Sherry, Ricky's going to meet you in the air. Tell you why, because he got saved. He's going to come back. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet them in the clouds. Amen. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Can I tell you something? We're going to meet them there. We may go first. But either way, you got to know for sure you're saved after that. Let's not worry about when it's going to be. Let's just work as though it is going to be soon. And let's get the work done that God wants done. How'd you like to be the person that wins the last person to Christ before that trumpet sounds? Brother Stoltz, how'd you like to be standing at a door? Somebody gets saved. And before they got the amen done, all of a sudden, you're in heaven. Man, you talk about it. Wouldn't that be fun? That'd be some. I'd like to preach the last sermon in the rapture take place. I'd love to go up in the rapture at church. Amen.
Yeah.
Go up with my family.
Yeah.
Now, some of you go first because you're half dead at church. Amen. You'd break the ceiling for us as we come up behind you. Amen. Everybody doing all right? I'm having too much fun. Folks, let's not worry about when. Let's look forward to it happening, but let's get busy doing what God wants us to do.
Yes.
Don't worry. It's going to get worse and worse. God told us it would. Don't let it bother you. I just don't understand. What drives a person? Sin and evil. How could somebody be that bad? When you're lost, you're sinful and caught up in evil, it is that bad. By the way, look at Hollywood and what it teaches. Look at the average video game that kids play, and you'll find out why. Kill, 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 kill. You say, well, it's just a game. It's programming you to kill. It really is. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm done.
Who'd say, preacher, if I died today, I am 100% sure I'm going to heaven. I know that for sure. Would you raise your hand? God bless you. You can put your hands down. Who'd say, preacher, somewhere in that sermon, something I needed today. Would you raise your hand? All right. You may put them down, dozens of hands.